JamesAllen.com is the online destination to easily design a customized engagement ring and save up to 50% compared to traditional stores. You pick a diamond, whether it's lab-created or earth-created, James Allen has over 200,000 conflict-free stones. Then you pick your ring setting and metal. And if you need some help, they have real-time diamond consultations available where an expert can walk you through it all. Get 25% off your order at jamesallen.com code podcast. That's jamesallen.com code podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to us live from New York City. You could be live in your car. You could be live at the office, live at home. Hopefully you're not sitting in live traffic. I hope you're good, though, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. I'm going to be rolling with you for one more hour, a four-hour show. We get started. We get rolling every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always go to affiliate. Take a listen to this on the free Audacy app. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I don't know if this is a positive Monday, a negative Monday. I tried to open things up with the positive by taking a look at all of the winners. Obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs, winners. The Lions, winners. The Ravens, winners. And then the San Francisco 49ers, not too shabby as well, as the Niners handled business, knocking off the Packers on Saturday night. And then, of course, we've had to take a look, and I feel like eulogize some of the losers here. And we know the losers, obviously, the big ones, the Buffalo Bills. They were expected to compete again for a championship and can't get past the Kansas City Chiefs. The Texans, come on. At the end of that game, Lamar Jackson goes over to C.J. Stroud, and he lets him know, man, you are the future. Things are just getting started for you. With the Green Bay Packers, there are already conversations being had publicly about, hey, we have to get Jordan Love a contract. Like, we got to extend this dude. The Green Bay Packers were not supposed to be here. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't care what anybody says, they weren't supposed to be here post Tom Brady with Baker Mayfield. And so when you want to talk about the teams that took some L's over the weekend, Texans, Packers, Buccaneers, it was nice that they made the dance. But the Buffalo Bills, yeah, this is pain. When you got the Kansas City Chiefs knocking you out 3 out of 4 years, it ain't all that hot. Josh Allen, he gave a very simple explanation yesterday about the loss and the L, and let's just say he was very blunt about it. Listen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Losing them, losing anybody at home sucks.
Yeah, if you didn't know what he said it sucks. Yeah, better luck next season. And thank you so much. Last hour, we were able to have a conversation. He came through, showed us some love. Matt Parrino covers the Buffalo Bills, talked about some of the potential changes. You know, what happens with someone like Von Miller, who is, I don't want to say a shell of himself. Maybe he'll be better coming off of that ACL tear, the second ACL tear. Just not looking all that good for the Buffalo Bills. It seems that they are good enough to be good, not good enough to be a championship team. I guess you can look at the Buffalo Bills and say that they're the Dallas Cowboys of the AFC. Without the hype, without the crazy owner, you know, without Dallas, without the star, without the giant Jerry's World. But when it comes to winning enough and then not getting over the hump, yeah, there's some similarities between the Buffalo Bills and the Dallas Cowboys. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I am online on social media. I am at JR Sport Brief. You can hit me up there. And I do want to fill you in on some news that has come down the pipe you know, over the last couple of hours and just throughout the course of the day, especially as it relates to coaching and some of the coaching openings or coach openings or vacancies here in the NFL. First of all, it's been reported that Brian Callahan, he's going to be the former offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals because this man is currently having his contract negotiated to be the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Yes, the same Tennessee Titans team that decided to get rid of Mike Vrabel because the offense stunk, the defense stunk, they didn't have weapons, and so Mike Vrabel was easy to just go ahead and fire. Brian Callahan, how much success he has with the Tennessee Titans is going to depend on who Rand Carthon decides to bring in. We have seen glimpses of Will Levis potentially being that dude, but is throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins as he ages, is that the best way to keep winning? We know that Derrick Henry is likely, very unlikely, to continue his career with the Tennessee Titans. And so, Brian Callahan, congratulations, you got yourself a reclamation project. Good luck on that one. Another head coach, this guy is actually not going anywhere. We know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked the Eagles out of the postseason. The Eagles probably kicked themselves out of the postseason. We know Mr. Hurts didn't play all that well towards the end of the year, but Nick Sirianni looks like he will be sticking around. Ian Rapoport was on the NFL Network, and he said, Nick Sirianni, he ain't going nowhere.
The Philadelphia Eagles have scheduled a press conference with Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman to just be there. They're just going to be there and talk. And I think the fact that Nick Sirianni is going to be there is the thing. Now, he's under contract for next year. He's made the playoffs in every season. He helped turn Jalen Hurts into a franchise quarterback. Literally was in the Super Bowl last year. There was some discussion from other people about potentially moving on. I never got the sense that was real. It wasn't fake, but it wasn't real. He is going to be there. And the fact that he made some changes on the defensive side of the ball last night kind of reemphasized and reinforced that, or the fact that he was calling defensive coordinators the last couple of days.
Yeah, for the life of me, why does everybody want to just dump the head coaches like right out of the gate? I understand the head coach is the easiest dude to blame. It's the easiest person to get rid of. When you think about the players and their contracts, you can't just wake up and go, oh, well, we just gave Jalen Hurts buckets of money. It's time to move on from him. It doesn't matter the sport. People want to get rid of the coach. But Nick Sirianni, and then you think about Sean McDermott, it's, I guess, fans have reached the point of just bloodlust. And I know it's a what have you done for me lately world, but these are businesses. They are people and human beings who are involved in these decisions. You can bring in a coach or fire a coach, and this things can change for the entire organization. You know, even for the Tennessee Titans, I'm supposed to believe that things are supposed to improve for the better because they're bringing in Brian Callahan, who has zero head coaching experience. I mean, they're hoping, Amy Adams is hoping, that Brian Callahan comes in and can help elevate Will Levis, similar to what he did with the Cincinnati Bengals and Burrow and Chase. And like, stop it. Like, can we come to reality? If the players aren't joining him, what difference does it make? It's not always easy just to just bounce a coach and think, oh, we fired the coach and new ideas is going to help make things better. You want to know what helps a team win? Actually having winning talent on the field. That helps teams win. Ryan, do you have any thoughts? I feel like you can go to the playoffs consecutive years and do this and that. You know, with someone like Mike McCarthy, I understand giving him the boot. But in a lot of cases, fans are just ready to fire everybody at any time.
Absolutely, right? That's what we do as fans for sure is you lose a game, someone's got to pay for it every single game. The tough part is like when you look at rosters, like for example, the Eagles, right? You're not moving off of Jalen Hurts. The Bills obviously are not moving off of Josh Allen. So if you're not going to move off the quarterback, it's, well, okay, then the head coach has got to go. Or the OC or DC has to go. Someone's got to pay. And the players, especially with the contracts for the dominant ones, you heard Matt Parrino an hour ago basically say, Stephon Diggs can't get moved. Von Miller might also be unmovable. So it's if the players are going to stay, coaches then got to change.
Oh, man. This just I don't believe in making moves just to make a move. It's like, oh, well, we got to do something. We have to do something. It's similar to baseball. I mean, you can look at the New York Yankees who have success after success after success, and fans are just itching every year. You got to fire Boone. You got to fire Cashman. And then the next question is, well, who do you want in their place? And it's like, I don't know. It's just like, well, figure it out. Maybe the team on the field sucks. If you want to blame the GM, then go ahead and blame him. But don't kill the manager every year. We got to fire the manager and fire the coach. I think in a general sense, we as fans can do better than just saying fire everybody. And I get it. There's certain things, you know, time runs out. Like, for instance, with Bill Belichick. Obviously, he had his second meeting with the Atlanta Falcons. There are now rumors that some in the front office already with the Falcons don't want Belichick because he's going to bring in his own people and bring in his own ideas. And we also know that Jim Harbaugh is scheduled to have a second interview with the Atlanta Falcons. And how about going up to New England? Let's think about Gerard Mayo. He got his job up there now as well. He actually had his first interview with WEEI on a weekly basis now. And then he had some thoughts on how they can improve. And guess what the new coach said? Bringing in new players and spending money. Listen to this.
The cash spending is a big fixation of mine. 31st last year, 27th 3 years prior. Have you been given assurances by Robert or others that you guys will have the freedom to spend this offseason to bring in talent and free agency?
We're bringing in talent 1,000%. So have a lot of cap space.
Love it.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
And he got more personality than Belichick, doesn't he, huh? I don't think I've ever heard that I can't even say amount of enthusiasm. I've never heard that level of enthusiasm from Bill Belichick. Hickey, when's the most excited you've heard Belichick?
Oh, when he's talking about a long snapper. or lacrosse or Navy.
Or Lawrence Taylor.
Or Lawrence Taylor, you're right.
Lawrence Taylor, Ed Reed, lacrosse, the Navy, and long snapper, yeah. Those are the things that get Bill Belichick going late at night. Gerard Mayo showing more enthusiasm in his pinky than Belichick has showed over the past 20 years. And if you listen to Bill Simmons, by the way, I know I just told you about Bill Belichick, the possibility that he comes to the Falcons. Bill Simmons had his own idea about Bill Belichick and where he could or where he should go. And it is to a former AFC East rival. Let's listen to Bill Simmons.
I'm on a morning power walk in honor of the great Bill Belichick. Where does he go next? He's got to break the Shula record. He's got to inherit a Super Bowl roster. Atlanta doesn't have a QB. Washington would have a rookie QB. Carolina has a young QB and no first-round pick, and they're a mess. The Chargers have Herbert, but they're in salary cap hell. People are talking about Philadelphia today. I think Nick Sirianni is a good coach. I know they went 10-1. I know they've been in a swoon. Let's say they lose to Tampa Bay. They lose to Baker Mayfield. That's a terrible scenario. I still don't think they fire Nick Sirianni. What if it's Buffalo? What if Buffalo loses as 10-point favorites in round one to Pittsburgh? What if they get killed in round two? They've blamed and fired everybody else. There's Belichick. Knows the AFC East. Knows how to beat the Pats. Just coached them forever. Loves nothing more than beating the Jets. Cold weather. Loves it. Josh Allen, possible Super Bowl QB. Buffalo's never won a Super Bowl. What are the best jobs in football to have to win a Super Bowl? Buffalo, Cleveland, Minnesota, Detroit. That's it. You win there, you're immortal. Belichick's already immortal. Belichick to Buffalo. If the Sean McDermott thing does not work out, let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's just things that people come up with on their morning walks, man. Find something better to do. How about tell the Buffalo Bills to import some talent to help out Josh Allen? Tell them to add some defensive players who can actually stay healthy for once. Like, oh, bring in Bill Belichick. It's pie in the sky. Hey, let's forget Belichick. Let's find the other Bill. Let's see if Bill Parcells wants to, you know, hop off of his couch and help the Buffalo Bills win a championship. Let's come to earth. I'd be shocked if Sean McDermott is let go from his job. I would be shocked if he is gone. I think he's going to stick around. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to stick around for a little while longer. Oh, yeah, by the way, when we come back from break, let's talk about another team that actually did some winning over the weekend. Let's talk about the 49ers. And then as I sit here in the studio, it appears to me that Joel Embiid now has a new franchise, excuse me, he has a career high 60 points. Let's see if it goes to 61. He has a career high 61 points. Victor Wembanyama has like 32 points. And Joel Embiid is balling out of his mind. I'll give you an update on that. We're going to talk some 49ers. I'll take a look at the phone calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
JamesAllen.com is the online destination to easily design a customized engagement ring and save up to 50% compared to traditional stores. You pick a diamond, whether it's lab-created or earth-created, James Allen has over 200,000 conflict-free stones. Then you pick your ring setting and metal. And if you need some help, they have real-time diamond consultations available where an expert can walk you through it all. Get 25% off your order at JamesAllen.com code podcast. That's JamesAllen.com code podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a nutty night in the NBA right now. Just in basketball in general. I mean, we got some wild things going on with North Carolina, RJ Davis losing his mind, Joel Embiid losing his mind, Karl Anthony Towns has completely lost his mind, and this is all in a positive way. But before I fill you in on that, before I get to the phone lines, I need to let you know that you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions, they do apply. Let me fill you in on this game right now. Philadelphia 76ers, they're at home. They're hosting the San Antonio Spurs. There's about 3.5 minutes left in the game. The Sixers lead 126-113. This is pretty much in the bag for Philadelphia. And Joel Embiid has a career high 65 points. Let me say that again. Joel Embiid has 65 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 assists. He is 18 of 19 from the free throw line, and he has been dropping his shoulder into Victor Wembanyama. I think Wembanyama has a permanent mark on his damn chest. And by the way, Wembanyama no slouch tonight as well himself. 33 points. 7 rebounds for Victor Wembanyama. Joel Embiid just took a technical free throw. He now has 66 points. Getting ready to move it to 67. He's such a damn good free throw shooter. Let's see if I jinxed him. Is he going to miss or make it? I jinxed him. Hey, Ryan, I'm a jinx. What a guy I am, right?
Announcer jinx remains undefeated.
Yeah, how about that? You can go ahead and put me in that as Joel Embiid is getting a standing ovation for missing his free throw but still having 66 damn points. Pretty amazing. And now let me tell you about this other guy. This other man, Karl Anthony Towns, 44 points at halftime. Minnesota and Charlotte just came out at halftime. It's 69. Now it's 71-64. Karl Anthony Towns now has 46 points. He's 8 of 9 from 3. He's 15 of 18 from the field. Anthony Edwards, 0 points. He took one shot. He's like, Karl Anthony Towns is hot. I don't even need to shoot the rock. That's crazy. Is he going to finish, you know, and double up? I see Kobe Bryant is trending for 81. I don't know if Karl Anthony Towns is going of that far. I don't want to put him past 70. You think he's going over or under 70, Ryan? What say you?
I'm going to go over. Sixers record 69. You know that number means a lot to Embiid. He gets it, and I think we get a big-time crotch chop as well as he gets the record.
Oh, I'm talking about Towns.
Oh, sorry.
44 points at half. He now has 46 points. Do you see Karl Anthony Towns going over 70?
I will go under.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can't this sounds crazy to say. I can't imagine a big man. Like, to keep that up, especially shooting, if he was down low, and I don't know. It's tricky. He's 8 of 9 from downtown. He is on another level feeling it right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As Joel Embiid is, as Hickey said, 2 points away from tying Wilt Chamberlain for the most points in a game in Sixers history. If I'm a betting man, I think Joel Embiid, I think he's going to get it. And they're force feeding him the ball. Maybe he won't. Let's talk to Lee. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Not much, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And hopefully I didn't come too late to the party, because you were talking about the Bills earlier and about Sean McDermott. And I just got to say, man, there's no way that anything's going to happen to him. In fact, and I once again, I'm going to run this back. We hear this every year, but I think next year is going to be the Bills' year, and I'll tell you why. Uh-oh. Look at how bad they were at the beginning. No, just listen. Hold on. I got reasons, because you know they had guys injured during the year, okay, on defense, all right? But look at the guys who stepped up and took their place, and they still had a great defense. And that experience is going to be bode so well for next year, but also especially on offense. Look at how they did after Joe Brady came in as the offensive coordinator, okay? They weren't stagnant. That's when they started winning all those games. That's when they ran off that long string of games to be able to win the division and make it into the playoffs. And all they need is, just in my opinion, just one receiver, and that's it. And then
Lee,
they're going to be good.
Sure, but that's a whole lot to say. The day after an elimination, we got to go through an entire offseason. We got to go through an entire draft. And you're telling me the Buffalo Bills are going to do what? What did you say? They're going to win the championship next year?
They're going to win they're going to win the Super Bowl next year. Yeah, but I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. Now I say the Bills are going to
win
that. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Lee. There's absolutely zero basis on that. But, you know, we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay. And when I'm right, remember you heard it here first.
It holds no bearing. I'm sorry. You know, I can sit here and say, if I sat here and say, oh, yeah, next year's Super Bowl, you know, the Lions will win. It's just like, what am I basing that on? Like, this is a team. You're telling me about a team that just lost, that has to go through an entire offseason cycle. And you're like, oh, yeah, they lost it. But you don't even know what they're going to do with the team, man. We got to see. Well, thank you, Lee, for calling up from Cincinnati. Joel Embiid got the record, folks. I think he's up to now 70 points. About 90 seconds left in the game. Joel Embiid now has the franchise record in a game, passing Wilt, who had 68 points. Let's see for the final score here. What does Joel Embiid have? Fans are celebrating as history has been made. Yep, Joel Embiid, 70 points. The highest scoring game in 76ers franchise history, beating Wilt Chamberlain, who had 68 points in 1967. Joel Embiid walks off the court, gives a big old hug to Nick Nurse. His night is over. Fans are buzzing. They're standing. They're clapping. They have seen history tonight. Joel Embiid, a franchise record, 70 points in one game. As this one is just about over. And Joel Embiid, I don't know if he's going to play in enough games to qualify for MVP, but damn it, he's playing like one, continuing to play like MVP. Fan is waving the MVP sign in his face. I know that kid is hoping that he signs it. What a great night for him. 855-212-4CBS. Tom is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my phone call. Kudos to you, your new time slot, and Embiid. Wow. I mean, that's right up the road from me. So The call is about continuity and structure. And I'm hitting on the old football point you were talking about here before break about people being impatient, wanting to fire coaches. And you know what? Bottom line, organizations, I don't care if it's football, basketball, business, are made with structure and continuity. You have to have the right people in the right places. And the NFL, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win. And whatever's going on down in Tennessee, I'm sorry. I haven't seen enough from Will Levis. And get rid of Vrabel. Vrabel's going to go somewhere. He's going to win. Coaches know. Players win.
Yep. I'm in the same boat. Thank you so much, Tom, for calling from Baltimore. I agree with everything that Tom just said. I think there's going to be some lean times. And if Callahan could have success, good on him. I just don't know if there's not a damn thing guaranteed. It's tough enough being a head coach. Most head coaches who start off as rookie head coaches and end up on bad teams, a lot of times they get fired unless they have that franchise QB. And we're going to find out soon enough whether or not Will Levis is that dude. We got a final score as Joel Embiid scores high, 70 points. Wow. Final score, 133 to 123. Embiid, 70 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists. That's 70 points, a 76ers franchise single game record. Wow. Joel Embiid is a nut. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Karl Anthony Towns losing his mind as well. 50 points here in the third quarter. Minnesota leading them, leading Charlotte 80-71. I got Coco Gauff here in front of me on another screen playing in the Australian Open. I can't keep up with everything going on, but I know somebody who can. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. Today, a special day in the NBA. It's kind of nuts to think about it. Today is the anniversary of Kobe Bryant dropping those 81 points against the Toronto Raptors on January 22nd, 2006. It is so bananas to think that that was almost 20 years ago. And on this anniversary, when Kobe dropped 81 points in 2006, tonight we've seen some amazing performances from Joel Embiid. I told you tonight he had a franchise record 70 points for the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid had 70 points, 18 rebounds, and 5 assists as Philadelphia beat San Antonio 133-123. Victor Wembanyama had a damn good game himself, 33 points, 7 rebounds. But it's all about Joel Embiid as he passed Wilt Chamberlain for most points in a single game in Sixers history. A matter of fact, let's listen to the record-breaking score. This is courtesy of the Sixers Radio Network.
Embiid and David Robinson with games like that. Embiid with the ball after a steal. Joel drives it down the lane. Left-hand layup. It's up and good. 70 points for Embiid. 133-118. Court length drive. Left-hand layup. A 70-point game for the Sixers star Joel Embiid.
Amazing performance. I mean, that's what Embiid does. I mean, at this point, people just want to know what you do in the postseason. He is checking all the boxes. Joel Embiid, when it's all said and done, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. We know all of that. Now it's just a matter of, can you, will you, win a championship. That's it. We see the comparisons all the time between Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic. Well, I don't think Joel Embiid needs another MVP. He needs a championship. And right now, he's going to be 30 years old come March. And I've always looked at Joel Embiid and said, man, this dude is a ticking time bomb. Whenever his decline comes, is it going to be swift? I have no idea. His body is holding up for now. Let's see what he can do. Another freakish performance tonight in the NBA. This is a game that is still going on right now, this minute, this moment. The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Charlotte Hornets. Minnesota leads 93-85. Karl Anthony Towns has 53 points. There's about 3.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. At halftime, Karl Anthony Towns had 44 points. Right now, he has 53 as he has been lighting it up from downtown, 9 of 11 from deep. Karl Anthony Towns has been one of the best shooters in the NBA, one of the best big man shooters in NBA history. I'd go as far to say that, and he's certainly lighting it up. Is he going to break Kobe's record tonight? I doubt it. I'd be a little surprised if he gets past 70 points. But what a night for the big men in the NBA right now, lighting it up. Joel Embiid, franchise record 70 points. Karl Anthony Towns, 53 points with about 15 minutes to go left in this game. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and get to a call. We got JR from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's going on, JR? First time caller. First of all, I want to say I love the show. But if you want better ratings, stop talking about the NBA, because it's so boring to just watch offensive basketball all day, every day. And you're just talking, you just blew my mind with those stats. You got big men scoring 40, 50 points before halftime because there's no one playing defense. The paint is wide open, JR. And it all started with who? It started with Stephen Curry. He started making threes. Everyone starts getting, oh, we need a three-point shooter. Everyone starts guarding the perimeter. Guess what? The lanes are wide open. And now this time in basketball, is the weakest time to watch the NBA. There's no defense. The paint is wide open, and that's why you see all these big men scoring all these points. It's about football and baseball and hockey in America now. The NBA is dead.
Well, hold on, JR.
Go ahead, JR.
I got to tell you, man. What you're saying about the NBA is not a revelation, not by any stretch when it comes down to offense. Ryan and I had this conversation during the commercial break about the offensive explosion. So there's no real revelation here as it relates to how the game is played. That's fine. It's nothing new. That's fine. But where you have now completely gone off the rails, I must tell you, JR, is to talk about how it's all about in America, the NFL and the NHL and Major League Baseball. You say that
wrong
in jest,
order,
right?
You're not wrong order, but
well, no. Hold on, wait. You were joking, right?
I was joking, but I'm saying the NBA is falling off because it's all.
Hold on a second, JR. Stop. Let me tell you something. I don't know where you're getting your. I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know how you're drawing this conclusion. The NBA has not fallen off. I can give you some actual stats and numbers here, okay?
If you
want to talk about the second most popular sport in the United States of America, it is basketball. If you want to look at the professional leagues and you want to look at the revenue and generate, the NBA is right there behind the NFL. If you want to look at the popularity and growth of any game or any sport internationally, it's basketball. And so to look at a sport with the NBA, where the average viewer is closer probably to 40 years old, and you want to compare it to baseball, which is plus 50, that's pretty tough there, JR, okay?
All right, look, JR, look, they pay you the big bucks for a reason. I was joking when I said that the NBA's fault.
Okay.
I get it. I'm just saying whenever the final score is 157 to 147.
Oh, Jay, we know that.
It's boring
Jay.
To watch.
We know.
It's boring.
Well, let me tell you something. There are a lot of people who are watching it. You know, I personally don't mind a throwback to the 90s. I don't mind sitting down watching a game with a final score of 90 to, I don't know, 87. But that's me.
Exactly.
You know, I go to enough games. I go to every single Hawks game that I can make now being in a new time slot. I see every game. I've seen every player. And it is vastly different. But to say that the game or the NBA has fallen off, there's a reason why there's growth here. It's because there's a crap ton of people all over the world, and a lot of them young, who are sitting down watching the games and spending money, okay?
And it's also because they think, oh, hey, all I need to do is practice my shot, my three-point shot, 600 times a day, and I might be the sixth man.
Well, JR, here's the point. There are a lot of people who don't appreciate the way the game is, but there's a crap ton of people who do.
Me especially.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, JR, for expressing that. Damn. I feel like, Ryan, I feel like I have to go through a whole vent. Like, oh, there's no defense in it. Tell me something I don't know already. Sheesh.
That I felt like I attended a therapy session right there. Control, kind of talking JR, your other namesake off the ledge, it felt like.
I know, doppelganger. I mean, it was, I get it. I let him get it out at the beginning. He said, oh, you want better ratings. And don't, man, we've sat here for 4 hours. I would say 95% of today's show has been about the NFL. Until a guy scored a franchise career high and another guy almost had 50 points at halftime. So what am I supposed to do? Just kind of just gloss it over? Am I supposed to go into, you know, how many points he didn't? I could do that every day. The NBA is what it is. I can do the same thing for the NFL. You know, I've talked about this on the air. It's all scoring in the NFL. There's no resistance. Come on now. Let's come to planet Earth. Yes, we all know there is not defense played in the NBA. They are up. They are down. They are doing everything but trying to stop the other team from scoring. We know that. Anyway, the guy who did score 70 points tonight, he was just on NBA TV. And this is Joel Embiid talking about his career high, the Sixers franchise high. Listen to the big man.
That's good. I mean, credit to all these guys. Extremely unselfish people. You know, I got, you know, like I said, unselfish teammates that, you know, that just got me the ball. And, you know, I was hot, and that made sure that they put me in the best position. You know, credit to the coaching staff, too. So, you know, I'm just around amazing people.
Yeah, he's just around amazing people. Karl Anthony Towns, 58 points. His number's obnoxious tonight. Oh, my God. So Minnesota's leading 107-92 against Charlotte. Karl Anthony Towns, 58 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. He is 19 of 25 from the field. Karl Anthony Towns is 10 of 12 from 3. He is 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Now, you have to imagine that someone has tapped him on the shoulder and said, you know, Joel Embiid got 70 points tonight, right? Somebody has to have told him that if you want to do something, you want to stand out tonight, you got to get us another 12. Hickey, I think now Embiid hits 70. I think Carl might, I think he might go over now just because Embiid. I think that's it.
I mean, you would think, but he's slow. You think at halftime you're getting an update, right? And
so he had 44 at half. He got 50. So he had 14 points here in this quarter. Yeah, he was bound to slow down, but you don't think he can get another 12, 13?
Let's see. Going to the fourth. Yeah, I mean, you are right. Even though the game's in hand up by 15, you got to keep him in.
Yeah, unless he completely, like, craps the bed in the fourth and loses it, I got to imagine that he's gonna get 70.
Now, do you take him out after 71? Or do you see how far he can go?
The way they score in the league, what is this, a 15-point? This is a 15-point difference right now. That's tricky. Like, if Minnesota, Charlotte stinks, okay? But, yeah, anybody can go on a run. This already might be a little out of hand, right? Like, you can't leave him out there just to jack up shots, or can you? I mean, the Sixers basically did it. They let – it was a competitive game, but they didn't need Joel Embiid out there. You know, he was moving. The game was still kind of close, and they let him keep rolling. So, why not?
If you're the Timberwolves defense, maybe you let a few in to keep it close, to keep Cat on the floor?
What, do you want them to throw the game now?
You're not throwing the game, but you got to keep it close enough where you can't give the coach any sort of incentive to yank him because you're up by 25 with 5 minutes to go.
I don't know. That sounds a little crooked to me.
Like, I mean, you're 23 away from tying Kobe. I mean, if he makes a few threes, start the fourth quarter.
Oh, we're thinking. I'm thinking about tonight passing Joel Embiid's high of 70, and you're thinking about Kobe's 81.
When you get 44 at halftime, I figure you got to go for it, you know? How often is this going to happen?
I would think that if it was a guard. But the way this guy's shooting the ball tonight, I guess he might as well be a guard out there. I can't recall, I'm sure, by the time we're back on air tomorrow, I'll have more time to think about it and then also look it up. I can't recall two big men lighting it up like this on the same night. I mean, maybe there was a night where David Robinson had, I don't know, 60 and Shaq had 50, but this is a completely different animal. Joel Embiid, 70 points. Karl Anthony Towns, just, what has he got, 58 right now. This is nutty. Welcome to the NBA. Yeah. No defense. There's going to be a lot of conversations had about that, like our last caller. But, hey, listen, you can't tell me it's not entertaining unless there's a blowout. These blowouts, they stink. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you, Ryan, and thank you to everybody for listening. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Ryan.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.